Light of the Bhagavat, verse 25. Krishna reciprocated the feelings of the inhabitants of the forest of Vrindavan. When there was rainfall, Krishna took shelter at the feet of the trees or in the caves and enjoyed the taste of different fruits along with his eternal associates, the cowherder boys. Krishna played with them, sat with them, and ate fruits with them. Becoming one with God does not always indicate that a living being merges into the existence of Krishna. To become one with God means to attain one's original spiritual quality. For unless one attains one's spiritual quality, one cannot enter into the kingdom of God. The members of the impersonalist school explain their idea of oneness by the example of the mixing of river water with sea water. But we should know that within the water of the sea, there are living beings who do not merge into the existence of water, but who keep their separate identities and enjoy life within the water. They are one with the water in the sense that they have attained the quality of living within the water. Similarly, the spiritual world is not without its separate paraphernalia. A living being can keep his or her separate spiritual identity in the spiritual kingdom and at the same time enjoy life with the supreme spiritual being, the personality of Godhead. In Vrindavan, all the spiritual entities, namely the cowherder boys, the cowmaids, the forest, the trees, the hills, the water, the fruits, the cows, and all others, enjoy life spiritually in association with Sri Krishna. They are simultaneously one with and different from Krishna, but ultimately they are one in different varieties. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Sri Govinda, Gopinath, Madana Mohan, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Sri Govinda, Gopinath, Madana Mohan, Sri Govinda, Gopinath, Madana Mohan, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan.